Gary, firstly, just touch on the Demi Gray moving for us, if you would. Was it inevitable that he was going to go at some time?
Yeah, I think it was. I think even in the summer there was interest, and I think had the right move been there, I think it would have been something that Demi was interested in. So, and I mean, it's very difficult when you've got a young player, but having every young player that's playing in the Championship, you know, should the opportunity to play in the Premier League arise, then I think most young players would be interested in that because of the ambition it shows, and obviously that's where most people want to be. So I think the nature of obviously his contract, you know, suggested that we had to try and protect as much value as we could, and it was the only way we could really do it. So I think, again, we've tried to do what's right for everybody. And like you say, it was inevitable that he was going to go, and you know, he chose that he wanted to pursue that move. So we're sorry to see him go. He's going to be a sad miss to us. But again, you know, onwards and upwards, and we've got to try and keep progressing.
Just to clarify for some of the Blues supporters, this is not a player who's been sold. It's a player who wanted to go, and so you made the most of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think you know that. I think without me sort of making it sound like it was Demari too much, but obviously, you know, him and his representatives, you know, we sat down in the summer, he had a year left to go. We felt as though at that stage we had a choice. We either wait the whole season and risk losing him for very little, and have a player that's not happy. You know, and face the consequence of that, or we try to agree something that at least protects the value that we're going to get, and we know what we're going to get, so therefore we can build a little bit and plan a little bit. And that was the way we chose to go. And like I said, it, you know, I think sometimes the values look perhaps a bit lower than people maybe think his market value would be, but also if you look at some of the tribunals out there, you know, they certainly don't pick up those sort of values as well. So we made the best decision that we felt. It's never an ideal one, but as we know, sometimes the players and the representatives have a little bit more power than perhaps everyone would like them to have these days.
Will you get all or some of the money to work in January?
Yeah, I'm certainly going to be able to strengthen. I think that's the main thing. We're certainly going to be able to strengthen in January. To what degree? Obviously, we need to see what targets are out there and what we feel is appropriate. I think there's half an eye on me strengthening for this window and the rest of the season, and there's also half an eye on us building and progressing for the next couple of years, you know. So I think as a manager, you always look at that. I'll never ever look at a selfish approach of, you know, let's finish as high as we can this season and not worry about next season. I'll always try to plan a little bit further ahead and see if I can build something that perhaps is a little bit more sustainable in terms of some of the quality we can get in the building now.
How difficult is that when you're so close to the playoffs?
I think it is difficult. I think it's always difficult. And like you say, you're looking at players that are going to come and impact the team straight away. But also, you've got to remember as well, we've got players coming back. So, you know, should I go and sign five players in this window and have three players coming back? It's like a new team, and this team's doing okay at the moment. So there's always a fine balance for me, and you know, you've got to be careful of that change in dynamic. So certainly we're in a position where we can go and get a few players that are going to make a little bit of a difference, hopefully. But at the same time, you know, I'm always careful of the impact of wholesale changes.
It's the silly season when it comes to, you know, you've been linked with lots and lots of players from Will Buckley through. You've also got lots of talk about David Cotterill being a target for other clubs. What can you tell the fans?
Yeah, I've not received one inquiry from any of those clubs. Listen, we know Cots is a good player, but he's only trained properly today for the first day back. So I think that's probably a little bit premature. But as we know, listen, I mean, some of the names of... I mean, I saw one name mentioned that Peter Bucherman did a story about. I've not even made one inquiry for the player. So I think sometimes everybody has to dismiss speculation. Everyone has to talk about speculation. But often a lot of these stories are you know, there's no truth in some of the stories, and there's often a little bit of truth in some as well, you know. But it's, listen, if I commented on every player that we were linked with, you know, I'd be here for quite a long time.
But there are, I suppose you're looking at lots anyway.
Oh, we look at loads, Tom. We've been looking at lots for the last 6 months. You know, we've always got, you know, a list of probably 10 players in every position. Some players, it's changing all the time. Some players go elsewhere. Some players re-sign. Some players get back in their own teams. But it's a constantly changing dynamic, you know, recruitment. And, you know, we're looking at some really good players at the moment. But as we've seen before, you know, sometimes some of those Premier League players, some of the Premier League players don't want to drop to the Championship. Some of the Premier League players you can't afford in the Championship. Some of the Premier League players there's a chance of doing a deal with. Sometimes it's a League One with a bit more hunger type of player. So again, it just depends what position, and you know, we're certainly looking very, very, very hard.
You do expect to be busy before the end of the month?
Yes, we do. Yeah, again, it's always hard to say that. I mean, I could go and sign three players tomorrow, or I could sign three players in 3 weeks' time. I think it's never very easy to give an answer as a manager. But we're certainly looking. We'll certainly bring players in before the end of the month. You know, and hopefully that will help us to be more competitive and add more numbers and more quality before the window closes.
FA Cup now, and a lot of talk again about how much managers take it seriously or not, especially now with a big game at, I think, Nottingham on the Tuesday. Does that colour your judgment about the team you pick against Bournemouth?
Well, I think every decision you try to make in the best interest of the club and your own team, don't you? So, you know, I'm sure Eddie Howe's out there thinking, you know, do I want to pick up two or three key injuries for the league game, because of course Premier League's a massive, massive competition. But I don't think either of us would stand there and say, you know, we don't want to pick a strong team for the FA Cup. So I think you're always balancing off that Saturday type of week. You know, I think that if we make a couple of changes or a few changes, I think any players we bring in are going to be Championship players. You know, we might well make changes anyway with the Tuesday in mind, in terms of going stronger. There's a million and one permutations. I think what you do is you look at your squad of sort of 18 and you see which players can affect which game. But I think certainly there'll be a lot of teams up and down the divisions that maybe make two or three changes. Some teams bigger than us might go and make 11 changes, who knows? But I love the competition. I think it's a great competition to be in, you know, and our aim is to try and progress to the next round.
I suppose, really, you watch Bournemouth all the time. You'll have reports on them. They could be a waste of time, really, because you won't know the team anywhere near the team till it's, you know, announced on the Saturday.
Well, I think that's the hardest bit. I think the preparation leading up to a cup game is the most difficult, because you can show them. Often we'll show three or four of the most dangerous players, three or four of the different types of movements teams do, and how we think we can beat them. But as you say, you know, you could do that all week and then turn up and be a completely different team. So I think you tend to focus on the playing style of the opposition, and you don't expect that to change too much. But what we do know is, you know, Bournemouth have got a fantastic group of players. You know, Premier League players are doing well in the Premier League. You know, you've got people like Glenn Murray, I don't think, started the last game. People like that. So they can make a lot of changes, and I don't think it would affect too much of the quality that they're going to have in the team. So we're going to have to be mindful of that.
The injury situation, anybody back, anybody else out?
Yeah, we're okay. Cots has trained this morning. Neil Eardley's trained this morning. I think Kobe's the only one that hasn't trained. Clayton's trained. Grounds is trained. So we're not
bad. They all be available?
I think, provided they get through this week. Again, you know, if one or two of those players have trained, it's often they get through the session and you wait till the next morning to see if there's been any reaction. You know, occasionally players can turn up the next day with an aggravated injury or a little bit of a swelling based on the session they've done previously. So provided everyone gets through it okay, Thursday's always a day off for us anyway, so Friday morning, clean bill of health. I'm sure there'd probably only be Kobe at the moment that wouldn't be available.
And just finally, Duffy goes back to Burton for the rest of the season. Do you expect anybody else to go out?
Again, I think that's dependent on what we bring in. I think there's always, when you've got a decent number, I think we've ended up with two not training with the first team group this morning, just because of our numbers. We've got, you know, we've got 22 training, so we don't need any more than that. So I think there's always that little bit of movement. But what I would say is, until I get bodies in, I don't think anyone will be going out at this moment in time, and it might be that we have to wait for the window to close just to make sure we do the business to look. I always like to try and let players play. You know, I think this time it's going to be a case of making sure we're right in ourselves and making sure we've got what we need in the building, perhaps before we let one or two out.